Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, August 15th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, last year, Apple agreed to pay retail workers in California $30 million to settle a lawsuit over its bag checking policy. That settlement has now been approved by a U.S. District Court judge, and it will see workers receive an average payment of $1,300, while the lawyers in this case will rake in $10 million. This has been a long-running lawsuit for Apple. Employees first filed the class action suit in 2013, saying that Apple forced retail employees to submit to a bag search before leaving for the day. This includes searches of their bags, purses, backpacks, briefcases, and even personal Apple devices. Apple argued that the searches were necessary to make sure employees weren't stealing products. Employees, however, said they would oftentimes have to wait around for as long as 45 minutes after their shift for the search to be completed, and they would not be paid for that time. A California judge dismissed this class action suit in 2015, but that decision was appealed, and the California Supreme Court then ruled that Apple must pay its retail workers for this time. This $30 million settlement will go out to 12,000 current and former Apple Store employees in California, and each of them can expect to receive a payment of $1,328. In other news today, if you use the Zoom video conference app on your Mac, there's a critical security update that you should install immediately. The Zoom for Mac app update addresses a security vulnerability that can give anyone control of your Mac. The vulnerability was first discovered by the well-known security researcher, Patrick Wardle. He detailed the vulnerability in a speech at DEF CON last week, explaining that the auto-update feature of the Zoom application doesn't ask for a user password and is enabled by default. So basically, this means that a malicious actor could bypass the verification checker of the auto-update feature and either downgrade to an old, less secure version of Zoom, or use the auto-update mechanism to pass an entirely different package to the updater that could give them root access to the system. Zoom issued a security bulletin after the vulnerability was detailed. The company says the flaw in the auto-update process could have allowed, quote, a local, low-privileged user to escalate their privileges to root. Zoom then quickly rolled out an update to its Mac app to patch the vulnerability, so now you can update Zoom on your Mac to version 5.11.5, version 9.7.8.8 to protect yourself. This is only the latest example of Zoom's lackluster security practices. The company had to address a major vulnerability in 2019 that allowed websites to hijack your Mac webcam. It rolled out an update earlier this year to prevent your Mac's microphone from staying active even after you left a call, and it lied about offering end-to-end encryption for years, ultimately leading to an $85 million class action lawsuit settlement. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Collide is an endpoint security solution that uses the most powerful, untapped resource in IT, the end user. Old-school device management tools like MDMs force disruptive agents onto employee devices that slow performance and treat privacy as an afterthought. Collide does things differently. Instead of forcing changes on users, Collide notifies your team via Slack when their devices are insecure and gives them step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. By reaching out to employees via a friendly Slack message and educating them about company policies, Collide can help you build a culture in which everyone contributes to security because everyone understands how and why to do it. For IT admins, Collide provides a single dashboard that lets you monitor the security of your entire fleet, whether they're running on Mac, Windows, or Linux. That visibility makes it easy to prove your compliance to auditors, customers, and leadership. You can meet your compliance goals by putting users first with Collide. Visit collide.com/9to5MacDaily to find out how. That's KOLIDE.com/9to5MacDaily. If you follow that link, Clyde will also hook you up with a goodie bag, including a t-shirt and Collide stickers, just for signing up for a new trial. My thanks to Collide for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Rounding out today, there are more signs that Apple is aggressively expanding its advertising business. Bloomberg reports that Apple's Vice President of Advertising Platforms, Todd Tesari, is aiming to increase the revenue from advertising, up from about $4 billion per year, to into the double digits of billions of dollars per year. So this means that at least a tripling of Apple's current ad business is the goal. The report explains that Apple has already tested adding sponsored results to search in the Maps application, similar to the App Store Search Ads program. Ads will also likely start appearing in the Apple Books application and in the Apple Podcast storefront. As it stands today, Apple's ad revenue comes from a handful of sources: App Store Search Ads, ads in Apple News, and ads in the Stocks application. Apple also gets a cut of commercials that are aired during the Friday night MLB baseball games on Apple TV. Apple has already announced that customers will start seeing more ads in the App Store, with new ad units coming to the Today tab and to the bottom of product pages for competing applications. Apple's interest in advertising has come over the last 5 years or so, as it has looked to counteract slowing hardware sales with increased services revenue. The company has faced criticism for expanding its own advertising business while also making changes to iOS that have significant impacts on third-party advertising. But Apple is quick to point out that it doesn't do third-party advertising, and it does advertising in a much more privacy-preserving manner than other companies. At this point, it's unclear when exactly Apple plans to bring additional advertising to its built-in applications, but it absolutely seems like something we can expect to happen soon. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.